Welcome to the Nerd Party.
I'm Darren Moser.
I'm Philip Gilfus.
I'm Daniel Prue.
And this is City Alpha 3.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to City Alpha 3, a Star Trek podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Prue, this week, and joining me, as always, are my fellow Strandies, Philip Gilfus and Darren Moser. Hey, guys, let me tell you something. This is our 58th episode, and I know everybody here is very well aware that the 58th week of the year is one full cycle here in the SETI Alpha system. Our listeners may not know that, but this is a significant, significant milestone that we've hit here, guys. I feel like celebrating. How do you guys feel?
Oh, yeah. I look forward to this every year, or every cycle, I suppose. You know, sometimes I go native. This is what we always look forward to. You know, it's the end of cycle special, right, that I always look forward to, followed by the Queen's Address. That's what I call the engine shunt that's over there over that hill, the Queen's Address, because that's usually the only time it gets really warm over there. But it's good times here.
Darren, are you excited for end of the cycle festivities or what?
Oh yeah, I mean, ever since we made that 13th month of Darefildan,
it was lousy smart schweather.
I thought it would be a little weird having to add that to the calendar, but since it's only for the three of us, that crayon version really turned out good. So yes, I agree. This is a good soul, I guess, one soul around the solar system. Hopefully, you know, all of the planets of the SETI system will be here by next year. I cannot guarantee that.
But I always find that that's so, systemist to call it solar system, because this is not the solar system here. It's the SETER system, right?
That is true.
The Seychelles system.
Sounds good.
Yeah. I don't know what it would be. When you have two words like that, would it be the SETI Elfin system? Maybe.
Right. Maybe. This is what we've argued about for a year. I'm surprised we haven't actually come to it.
That's true, because SETI Alpha is the name of the star.
Right. So would it be the SETI Elfin system or this?
You know what, guys? I think no matter what we call it, let's just be thankful we're not SETI Beta. Those guys blow.
Oh, man.
Well, if you want to shorten it to, Exta Alpha, just to, make it a little easier to spell, you could totally do that.
Yeah, we probably won't do that. Here, you know, the biggest problem, I think, with just being the three of us stranded here on this planet, I was going to say Secret Santa, but that's not exactly appropriate.
Let's are you not appreciating what I got for you last cycle, Daniel?
Secret SETI is super easy to see through. You can kind of guess exactly who got who what.
About as exciting as a game of rock, paper, scissors.
I mean, it's a 50-50 guess.
So just like you listeners, we here at SETI Alpha 3 are, in fact, celebrating the end of the year festivities in whatever shape, form, or star system they may take place. And we obviously, this is right in between the classic Earth holidays. Here's the thing.
This actually, what century? Also, this is the time of year also known as mid-season hiatus.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's always something to celebrate.
Nobody really likes celebrating that, but it is that time of year.
Yeah, because I don't actually remember it being a holiday. But any excuse to celebrate.
So in between the fall, what would you call the two different time periods, the fall break and the...
Ooh, school's out!
And the new season, or I don't know what you'd even call that. Anyways, doesn't matter. We're not here for labels. We're here for fun. And so we are here celebrating the end of the year festivities just like everybody else.
Everybody else
on this planet.
That watches Star Trek a lot.
of which there is, as there is none. So, guys, real quick, let's just get into it. Do you guys have any plans for Trexmas holiday adventures? Are you guys going to do anything fun for the end of the year, going into the new year? Or is there anything on your radar? I mean, Darren, I know right now this is kind of being taken up by your harsh mistress over there on the side.
That is true. The end of the year is kind of regulated to the other Star franchise in my life, but
hopefully you found some room for Star Trek. Tell me you found some room in there.
Oh yeah.
Is it like
a
stocking stuffer compared to like the huge thing under the tree?
I don't even know how you would make the Millennium Falcon into a pizza cutter, but
the back of it. The back of it.
You're not supposed to defend it, Daniel. Just let it die. No, that's true. No, and who knows if Star Wars will remain the winter companion it has been. I mean, you have to fill the hole that was left by the Lord of the Rings and then left by Harry Potter. And I mean, there's got to be something in December before, Dear Phil Dan.
Which actually, you mentioned Harry Potter. That was actually... I can't believe he got killed in book 5,
Philip, stop it. Stop your nonsense.
But it's been fun, and I think the other important thing is now's the time for binging. Like Philip said, in mid-season hiatus where it's like, you want to watch all, two seasons of Stranger Things in one afternoon? Do it. You know, if you want to... rewatch holiday specials from Inspector Gadget Saves Christmas to, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Now's the time.
I have never seen capital T, the holiday special before. I just want to throw that out there.
It is just as bad as you are imagining, if not worse.
Well, I don't know. I already, it's not like I already hold certain things in high regard anyway.
It's bad. Really
I'm glad
bad.
You mentioned that, Philip, because...
Should there have been a Star Trek special?
I was just going to ask that. And, Doctor Who does have this great tradition of really fantastic holiday specials. Like, this is a yearly thing for the franchise. I don't even know if I'd say I would want that for Star Trek, but one really cool...
I mean, I feel like, there's...
Christmas special.
I almost want to, call in the spirit of another podcast network, Trek FM's Saturday Morning Trek with Aaron Harvey as primary host there, along with Adam. But, the 70s surely should have had a Star Trek holiday special. I mean, can you imagine it? Post-animated series, pre-motion picture, a lot of the cast members, maybe are still looking for jobs afterwards. Things aren't quite clicking. Maybe they've gotten some things, Leonard Nimoy's hosting some things and Shatner has the occasional spoken word record deal going. But, it would have been a good time of guys, December cash grab. Let's do something. I want to hear what the imagining of the 1975 Star Trek holiday special would have been.
Oh, man. So you have the Enterprise showing up at a planet that has only had a copy of A Christmas Carol. Like, somehow it got culturally contaminated. It's not the Bible. It's not the Gettysburg Address. Nope, it's A Christmas Carol.
What's going to happen is, of course, we don't open up with the Enterprise crew. Because that's too easy. Because they have to be sort of cameos, right? So I think it's the family of Tribbles. It's what we're going to go with. And you get the Papa Tribble and all that.
You guys are missing...
Or the Mugatu, I don't know.
You guys are missing the prime opportunity here. Let's pretend that Picard had a sort of inner light experience.
Uh-huh.
And we now somehow have to marry a Muppets Christmas Carol with Star Trek canon. So that's actually Picard going through Christmas Carol.
Instead of George C. Scott? Okay. Or no, that's not George C. Scott, yeah.
The hard part is Picard, Sir Patrick Stewart did a one-man Christmas Carol, so it's very easy to imagine that. But anyway,
I was actually just trying to think too, because we saw the Enterprise as a Christmas ornament, right?
We saw a Voyager.
Was the ornament. Yeah.
There's lots of marketing, Daniel. I've seen lots of Star Trek.
No, sorry. I was trying to remember the actual
in canon.
Yeah. The TOS reference was a Halloween reference.
Oh, yes, you're right. It was the black cat person made the Enterprise into a little small display case.
Yep. then Voyager was I was turned into an ornament. I was also thinking of an episode that we talked a little bit about in the past. We'll probably talk about again. That I don't care too much for, but 1159. I mean, 1159
don't
is actually
speak fits, its name, Daniel.
It actually fits exactly into what we're, you know, this time frame when this episode is released. It's exactly right in this time zone, and it kind of, for as much as I don't like the episode,
yes, it fills me with such Christmas cheer.
It now, I'm trying to remember. Did they go more with the spirit or the math of the Millennium Gate? In other words, was it 99 going to 2000, which is the spirit and is wrong? Or was it 2000 going to 2001, which is mathematically correct?
It was 99 going to
2000. Oh, boo, boo. Come on,
Look,
Star Trek.
We hadn't even gone to metric system yet, Philip, okay? It's still our primitive ancestors. Of course they're going
to
go for 99.
To be fair, that episode came out a good 2 years before 1999, so they don't want to stretch their imagination too
much. Yeah, okay, about that. The technological advances they were expecting to happen in relatively short amount of time, they were a little overreaching, let's put it that way. I mean,
let me ask you,
Terminator put Judgment Day at least a decade out.
And I do am a little disappointed that, you know, there have been a lot of great Star Trek ornaments, you know, from the Hallmark, pretty much. But I have yet to see the exploding sun ornament from Star Trek Generations. I mean, come on now. It's
look, they don't want to break the illusion of Christmas, because once you look at that, all your sins are laid bare and you realize exactly what's going on. Yeah.
It's real.
None of this holiday is real. This person on the carousel isn't even related to me.
Right. But actually, you know what would be a really funny holiday special? Is if the Ferengi discovered Christmas.
How do we exploit it? The commercialization?
Yeah, it's all about Chris. It's all about giving, which they, of course, don't get at all. And they're like, how do we exploit?
You know, that's actually a really good idea. I would like to see a Rom and Quark discover Christmas. That would be pretty funny.
Rom and Quark discover Christmas. That's just the title right there.
No, we're making it too good. Remember, with holiday specials, you have to go B level. So it can't be Quark. It either has to be like, not that I think Rom and Naga are B level, but you know, it has to either be them or just Ferengi we've never heard of before, just discovering Christmas.
How about here we go, perfect, a Christmas Carol take with the guy Jeffrey.
Brunt.
As
Scrooge,
a Scrooge type character who is like so
money counter Brunt.
Or even you could even do, although my ears kind of hurt just thinking about it.
Grand Nagus.
You could do a Grand Nagus Zek Christmas special.
No, Grand Nagus Zek has to be the ghost of Christmas future because he's old as all get out.
No, Grand Nagus Rom. He would be telling, some kids or something. You know,
so he's the narrator. Okay,
exactly.
Kids keep going, and then...
They're telling their...
Rom is Bob Cratchit, obviously.
Well, because I think, you
no,
know, they...
Nog.
No, Rom would be. Nog would be Tiny Tim.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. That's a little on the nose. Geez. A little on the nose, isn't it?
I mean, just because he lost his leg, Daniel?
Did you go to the Dominion War, or did you escape the draft somehow? Do we want to talk about that?
Did you get a Quadrant 4F card, Daniel? Is that how you got out of that?
Oh, man. So, wow, that took a turn. I would have really loved to see their take on A Christmas Carol. I think that'd be a lot of fun. I think I trust the Deep Space Nine writers to do.
But it's all about greed, and actually Scrooge is the hero, and Bob Cratchit is like the sullen villain.
Actually, coming from a Ferengi's perspective.
Yeah, that's the thing.
The employees trying to steal money and benefits.
Yeah, so it's not
forming
actually
unions.
Them just doing A Christmas Carol. It's what if this society wrote that. Mm-hmm. And it's all about greed is good. Scrooge is the hero. My goodness, that man could pinch
a
penny.
I would love that.
And Daniel, I know your love of what's that movie you like that's comic graphic based where he has to beat all the
Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, it'd be Scott Pilgrim where he's defeating all these ghosts who are trying to are
but
the villains.
The ghost of Christmas past tried to take his latinum, but he killed them. Then the ghost of Christmas present.
I can see this episode. It's never been written. It's never been performed. I can see this episode. So it opens on the holodeck with the whole Federation, the Holosuite, the Federation crew, and you see the tail end of Scrooge. You see that, you know, oh, it's Christmas morning, and Scrooge has learned his lesson. And then at the end of that scene, the
Quark
scene,
just standing in the doorway going,
no, he goes,
no,
nope, that's
not
how,
you how it really goes. Computer, start Quarksmas program one.
Oh, I like it. You can do like the whole cultural appropriation. He's like, that's not how it went. What are you talking about, Quark? This is, you know, hundreds of years old. Like, what are you doing? The Ferengi story is over a millennia old.
And it's very similar.
So it's like the Shakespeare is in the like the original Klingon same kind of thing. Oh, gosh.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
Wow.
Of course, it's raining all the time.
Because... Instead of snow, right?
Yeah, of course.
Snow,
yeah.
It's raining.
Or it's snowing all the time. It's just a white blizzard the entire time. So they don't have to spend a lot of time on sets.
I would think their version of a white Christmas is when it stops raining. And then you're like, oh, wow, it stopped raining for Christmas.
A dry. I'm dreaming of a dry.
And at the end, he tells the little kid to go acquire the stuffed vole in the
No,
the
I think
store.
The way it ends is that Tim actually grows up, buys out Scrooge, and then
has takeover.
Him as an employee. Right.
It's a hostile takeover.
Exactly.
Oh man, you know what? I'm gonna freeze talking about this topic because this may actually be a fun topic to talk about in the future. Really quick, something that popped up into my head while we were talking about that was New Year's. Since we're right around the corner from New Year's, how does that work with star dates? Now, obviously, our calendar is cyclical, but I'm not exactly sure about how star dates work. Are they cyclical?
That's a much bigger conversation than we probably have time.
Well, I'm
for.
Just saying, like, how would people? I mean, you would assume. If the calendar works at least somewhat like the calendar does now, obviously it's not based on the star, but it's based on some rotation of something, that it would be cyclical. So people in Starfleet would celebrate some sort of new year.
You'd probably have like some Earth standard. I mean, that makes sense that's what they would, you know, just like you have the Greenwich, you know, meantime, you'd have Earth standard, although that doesn't even
Federation
go into
standard.
Effect. Yeah, Federation standard, but that doesn't even count for the fact that when you travel faster than light, time totally.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they could have written some piece of technology around Einstein and his theories, but
They've never. And again, you all are probably smarter than me. I don't totally understand it, which I know it's not insanely complicated, at least to explain it. But anyway, have they ever tried to explain, you know, differential age and or they just be like warp speed's different.
Yeah, the only thing I've heard is that's one
the
of the reasons they
you.
Give yeah. on why sometimes when you're watching an episode that the stardate is different than, like, the stardate goes backwards, like, which we know it's probably just because of the production, like, it was filmed in a different order, but their answer is, like, so if you had an episode one and then episode two and the stardates go backwards, that it's, again, I've heard it has something to do with the relativistic of the ship. So a ship stardate is actually like a specific thing based on how fast it's traveling and where it is. And I guess you would calculate it or convert it, comparing it to other ships or other planets, because again, you take into the relativistic speed, but it's never really explained.
I think that would be a nightmare. And the war bubble.
That's why, again, Star Trek Beyond and, you know, does it really well, where it's just stardate, the year dot something, like, let's just do that. There's no reason.
Yeah,
not
just standardize.
To.
Well, I don't fault Star Trek for making up their own calendar. I fault them for not being consistent with it. That's the problem. It's fine because it makes sense because why do we need 12 months? We don't need 12 months. We can just use numerical values. That's fine. Just stay consistent with it. Otherwise, it gets messy and there's no way to kind of parse it out.
And then, of course, the length of a quote-unquote day, I mean, because everyone has, well, all species have their own, what's it called?
Circadians.
Thank you. But in other words, because, like, Deep Space Nine's on a 26-hour?
Yep.
26-hour. So, like, I mean, I don't know. Is that more sleep? Like, is that good or bad? Do I work more or sleep more?
I bet you they give you an hour of extra work and an hour of extra sleep. So it's probably a trade-off.
Yeah. How long is the weekend? Are there weekends in the Federation? In Starfleet, let's just simplify it. In Starfleet, do you get because you're always wearing your uniform, even when you're on Fantasy Island, as we've always seen from every episode. So, like, do you, I know you get off shift, but are you like, hey, it's Saturday, have fun, yes. Ship on autopilot.
I assume that the labor laws are less stringent, but you know what? We have gone way off the tracks, way off the rails. I think,
well, what, I mean, cause I think holidays would go into there. Like, what holidays do you get in Starfleet, or do you just use your leave?
I mean, I want to see, I want to see baby, you know, 41254.7 come and kick the crap out of 41262, you know, as as the year rolls over. Like, I want to see that. That's what I want to celebrate.
Well, we you know, that just started as a lighthearted subject, and like a lot of other things we talk about, seems to just kind of find its own path. But anyways, really, what we just wanted to talk a little bit about the holidays, and you know what? Whatever you're celebrating, whatever.
Are you going to make any Stardate resolutions?
That's a good question. Watch more Star Trek. What about you guys?
Yeah, well, I think watch more Star Trek, because I think with Discovery, when, or at least this is me, I'm not going to talk about anyone else. When Discovery's on, I'm sort of like locked in, even though it's only once a week when it's on. But it's like, okay, I mean, that's it. And I just sort of like, because I do watch it, of course, twice. But then it's sort of hard to be like, oh, I'm going to watch some Star Trek on a Thursday or something, because I'm sort of locked in. So I do enjoy this sort of hiatus to be like, oh, I can put on whatever episode I want and whenever I want it, you know. But of course, it's going to be a limited run with the rest of the first season. So, you know, it will be nice to watch more Star Trek and remember the whole franchise. 50 plus years.
What about you, Darren?
Well, I have that Star Trek The Next Generation 365 book that I always initially was going to crack at the beginning of the year. And then when we got, then I think I was going to retime it to count down to the 30th anniversary. And neither of those happened. But I really want to
see
that.
The 30th anniversary happened, Darren. I remember it.
Well, yes. But my pursuant through the book did not.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that's my plan, is to keep that on my desk. And then every day, you know, basically turn the page and just read. I mean, it's a great book. It has a ton of information, but it would be fun to do that as kind of a page a day calendar-esque, and then do that for all of 2018. Although I'll have to check if there's a leap year, if I have an extra day lining in, or how they do that.
I think if there was an extra day, Darren, you should take the leap day and reread Ships of the Line.
Okay, you twisted my arm. I probably could do that.
You know what? I do want to. Two things I want to do. I want to rewatch the first half of the first season of Discovery before the second half comes out.
That's smart.
And I think I'm going to take the plunge and play Star Trek Online this year.
Ooh.
So we'll see how that goes. But those are my.
You know, Daniel,
we'll have to have another meeting of our ships like we did 3, 4, 5 years ago.
Now, Daniel, I know you're good friends with Internet Computer.
Yep.
Can you talk to Internet Computer and ask them if they can make more old games compatible now? Like, I will play whatever if I can play it on my computer anymore. You know?
I get what you're saying.
How come I can get 25th anniversary of the TOS game, but
like
I can't get anything that happened
Star
in the 90s.
Star Trek Shipbuilder, or, you know, or Starfleet Academy. I think there was a Starfleet Academy.
You can get that one. That one's available. But
there are a bunch that are available.
Away Team? Well, that was a really cool game.
Or Elite Squad. That was a good
one. Ooh! I've never played Elite 2, because, you know, by the time I was like, oh, I can get that, I'm like, well, wrong decade.
I heard 2 is really good. Like,
wrong century.
Yeah, Elite Forces you're talking about.
Yes.
Not Elite
Squad.
Yeah, the one with Voyager. The Voyager
yep.
one. Right?
Well,
yeah.
Two, on the second one, you were on the Enterprise E, weren't you?
I don't remember.
I don't
know. It's been a long time. So, well, I mean, well, like Darren, like a lot of old Star Wars games. I mean, just like a lot of old PC games in general, too. It really depends. If the money's there, people will find a way to make it happen. There are ways.
I mean, I know emulators, but I'm like,
that's probably your best.
Throw
bet
it up on, you know, whatever. arc or something.
Especially with these licensed properties, it's tough because, well, A, you know, these early 90s property games, a lot of the game studios that made them aren't around anymore. And true. Even if they are around, the licenses have long since expired, so they can't make money off of them anymore. So it's really tough for these, unless they're super popular, like, like X-Wing or something like that. It's tough for these games to come out again. So, you know, it is what it is, and hopefully there will be a way around it in the future.
Lord, I mean, I get it. I can play just looked up Elite Challenge Force 2. Every 2 years.
Oh, gosh. I just looked up Elite Forces 2 for Mac, and it's selling used for $814. I might have to try that. I don't even know if my computer
can you play
could
it
run it.
Yeah,
that's what I have no idea because this is
that's why it's $8. You know, I can sell you.
Are they selling the actual disc? Because that actually might be worth $8, even if you can't play it.
I mean, I can sell you this 5.25 floppy of Card Sharks, but I don't know if you're going to be able to enjoy it that much.
So this may be
figure that out.
What are they called? Good Old Games is probably the best source for this sort of stuff. And let's see what their Star Trek library was. I know it was actually not too long ago that they had like a Star Trek special, and there was a whole bunch of games that they put up for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see here, Starfleet Academy, $7. You can play it right now, Philip, if you want to.
Well, no, I have. Like I said,
is
like all the
Steam
TOS stuff.
Where
give
did
me
you
something.
Say this was
25th anniversary? $7. You can play that. Judgment Rights, $7.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. They only have four games.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Is this on
yeah.
Steam, Daniel, or where is this?
Yeah, that's where I got it.
It's good old
Steam.
Games.
Yeah, but it's also on Steam. Is the answer too?
They may be on Steam as well. Yeah,
I'll have to check that out.
Yep. So check it out. Anyways, guys, we've been talking a lot here about, you know, and this may actually be an interesting subject to go into at some point because we don't get to see too much of what such a diverse, you know, sort of group as Starfleet, actually kind of how they deal with celebrations and holidays and that sort of stuff. But, you know, dealing with just the reality here on Earth, we understand that this episode's coming out right in between 2, 3, 4, 5 very major holidays. So we wish everybody the very best of whatever you're celebrating and a very happy new year next year. And we're very excited about everything that we have coming for you guys. Do you guys have anything else you want to say before we close out?
Merry Trexmas, and feel free to contact us or tweet us or Facebook us at the Nerd Party and let us know what Trexmas gifts you got. We're really interested. Yeah.
Maybe action figures? Are we getting any action figures for Star Trek
Guys,
Discovery?
You cannot give me enough Playmates. action figures from Star Trek. Now, I'm looking forward to... I mean, I'm not super excited, but I'm, you know, a good 7 about whenever they come out with Discovery figures.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be interesting. Has there been any, like...
There's been talk. I mean, I think they announced a carrier a couple months ago. That's not the right word, carrier. But you know what I'm saying. But I don't know. I'm sure they'll probably be more, like, you know, official-looking than, like...
So, no... No Discovery ornaments this year, huh?
No.
No tardigrade or anything like that.
Well, you know, the problem is, Daniel, they sell it, but then the next thing you look around, it's gone.
It's just gone, just disappeared. Well, keep an eye on that next year, and thanks for listening. Darren, what are we talking about on our first episode of 2018?
Well, the first episode is actually one of the last few we have before we get back into Star Trek Discovery. So I wanted to talk about Star Trek Continues, as that is the 10-part fan film that took the internet and world by storm. So I had requested and voluntold you to watch at least the last two episodes, if not the whole series. And yeah, I just wanted to touch upon that. It's another part of the Star Trek chapter of just people who really love dressing up as sci-fi characters. Who would do that? But we will talk about that next week.
All right, fantastic. And if people wanted to get a hold of you and say...
Oh, fantastic. I see what you did there.
And if they wanted to get a hold of you and you know, ask you if What is your honest opinion, Darren? Do you think Star Wars will continue in some fashion? I'm not sure. It's kind of in the gray area.
I'm not the fan y'all are, but I heard there's the Last Jedi. So, I mean, there's not going to be anything else after this, right?
There's no more Jedi, so it's over, right? Is Star? Okay, basically, everybody tweeted Darren.
Well, from
a
certain point of view, no, it's going to be going on for a while. Not if Disney has anything to say about it. They could find me online under my website, drscifi.com, DRSCIFI, or Twitter, Twitter, and Instagram, and Twitch, all are at Dr. Sci-Fi.
Okay, and Philip, I hear through a little birdie, and maybe you can confirm, or maybe not, or maybe deny, or maybe not, that you have something exciting coming up. Maybe if people were interested in what you might have coming up, or if it has already come out, or if it has already come out again, or will already come out again, how would they get a hold of you?
Sure. Darren has his stores.
Yep,
I don't know.
I think that's
Darren has his thing. You have your gaming and all that. And you know what, guys? Dang it. I'm allowed to have another thing, too. And so there will be a new show with me and someone else who's not either of you talking about the other thing. And I'm very excited about it. But you can reach me on Twitter to talk about that other thing or you, all the wonderful Trexmas things going on at NC Public Servant on Twitter.
And people can get a hold of me on Twitter as well, at 1UpDan. That is the number one, not the word. As in, I hope everybody has a number one fantastic year next year. Guys, I think that's it for us. I'm Daniel Prue.
I'm Darren Moser.
I'm Philip Gilfus.
Stranded here, at least for one more year, on SETI Alpha 3.